I mean, and the thing is, like, for every nafil that you pray, you get the reward of a fard. I told this one kid that he wasn't praying. Then he came and, like, he's praying next to me, this little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I was like, man, good job, alhamdulillah, man. And then I told him, man, you know, every time you pray this, you get the reward of, like, one of the 5 daily prayers. He was like, man, I didn't know that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he started busting out after that.
So, inshallah, all of us who are thinking, you know, I'm lost, it's not going to happen, let's make our intention that today is the day, inshallah, we'll stand up and
that's
do,
how we can practice.
And drop 20, inshallah.
It doesn't look like we're going to get done with the 5 things, but at least 3 things we can do, or 4 or 5
right.
things we can do.
Right.
And that's one of them. So let's look at our salah. The first about, like, for example, the issue of the tarawih. The tarawih, subhanAllah, we shouldn't make an issue out of it that we split the ummah. Like, you find some people, they say, like, I'm not going to go to that masjid, they pray 8. I'm not going to go to that masjid, they pray 20. No, alhamdulillah, we're all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And both opinions are founded on scholarly research.
Right.
But I like what you were telling me earlier about the idea of working 8 hours and stuff. Why don't you break that off?
Right, know? Yeah. I mean, it's like you were just saying, it's not a big deal. If you work 8 hours, you get paid for what you put in. If you want to work overtime, you want to do 20 hours, then...
You get a fatter check.
So
that's very cool. It's a good look at it. So we shouldn't, like if I pray 8... I shouldn't feel that people who pray 20 are sinners.
Right.
And if I see, like, I pray 20 and I see people pray 8, I say, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, subhanAllah, both of them are founded on scholarly research.
Right.
We shouldn't make it an issue. Although the agreement of the scholars, or the majority of the scholars, said to pray 20.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't make it an issue where we split the nation.
Also, it's an issue of our own self, you know. I'm standing here because I need this. You know, it's the month of Ramadan. I need it. That's why I'm standing here.
Yeah, everyone, maybe in this issue, he's writing his own prescription.
Right.
I mean, if somebody prayed 60, no problem. If somebody prayed 12, no problem. If somebody prayed 15.
Right.
If you want to pray 1,000 rakat, man, go knock yourself out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
This is the month to do so.
Right, but the minute we start looking at other people, you know,
and looking down on them and making fitna,
that's when we're wearing wrong.
Because the brotherhood is a wajib,
right,
and the tarawih is a sunnah,
right.
And how many?
It's more important for us to be unified than for us to be fighting over these small issues like this. Like Brother Azhar was saying, it's moon sighting or moon fighting, you know.
Right.
So it's like, can we all get along, you know?
Rodney King method.
For real, Rodney King method.
So, subhanAllah, this scholar, he talked about the inward aspect of salah. Like, now is a time that we can check ourselves. Like, do I have this concentration in my salah? The Prophet said that the first knowledge that will leave the ummah is the khushu' in salah. The concentration in salah. So, subhanAllah, Ibn Qayyim, he said that people with regards to salah fall under the following different categories. So now as I'm listening, let me ask myself, where am I? Which category am I under? Number one, he said, ظالم لنفسي. الظالم لنفسي, the one who wronged his soul or her soul. They don't care about the salah. I mean, you know, people are fasting and they don't even pray, man. That's dangerous, right? People fast and don't pray.
Right.
I mean, that's very, very scary. So he said, this person doesn't care about salah, doesn't care about the time of salah, doesn't care about the wudu, doesn't care and doesn't pray. And he said, this person is in the danger zone, man.
Right, subhanAllah. And isn't there a hadith, I believe, that Rasulullah cursed 3 people? And one of those people was one who, and the mafhum of it is that the month of Ramadan comes, and this person doesn't seek the month. In other words, he doesn't take benefit from this month. And that at the end of the month, he's not even forgiven.
Yeah, it's an authentic hadith, yeah.
So it's like the door's open, yet you don't want to walk in.
It's right there to start working on.
Yeah, it's like right there. It's like it's so easy for us, but yet we just, Ramadan comes and goes like every year, and still the TV's on 24 hours a day, still your nonsense talk, still this, still that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, save us from that.
So the salah, subhanAllah, even it's being advertised to you, there's an adhan.
Right.
You're being called to it. So the first one he said is someone who doesn't care about the salah. Number two he said is the one who, subhanAllah, yuhafithu ala mawaqitiha. وَحُدُودِهَا وَأَرْكَانِهَا, the one who guarded the times of prayer, the pillars of prayer, and the limits of prayer on the outward aspects of salah and their wudu. But inwardly, they're lost in their thoughts. So they're praying, but they're doing their 401k. They're praying and thinking about, I can't wait for the imam to finish, man. God, how many has he prayed already? Or they're praying and they're thinking about, you know, eating their samosas after they get home.
Or the brother's leg next to him.
Or the girl that they saw in the hallway that they're trying to hook up with. A'udhu billah, unfortunately, that's happening, right? Because like at the masjid I go to, if you look where the girls and the boys are, how come it's always a crowd over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it just happens to happen? The whole tarawih for 20 rakat? Somebody's going to take 20 rakat to make wudu? And so you're like, yo, brother, why are you waiting over here? But the sister said, oh, I got to make wudu, man. What is it, like a 5.5 hour wudu? We need to call a fire department that hose you down? So subhanAllah.
I think some of them do need to get hosed down, though.
Yeah, I think they need to get beat down. But subhanAllah.
Send in Chacha for that one.
The person is lost in their thoughts and so on and so forth. The next one he said is the one who establishes salah. And subhanAllah, in the salah, they concentrate and they take care of all the correct aspects of salah. Hmm. And this includes the knowledge of salah. The arkan, the sunan of the salah, the shurut of salah, and so on and so forth. And the wudu. But subhanAllah, fighting their soul, they get lost in fighting their soul and it takes them away from the concentration of salah. Hmm. They're fighting themselves, so that takes them from the concentration of salah. And Ibn Qayyim, he says, subhanAllah, that this person is in salah and in jihad. SubhanAllah, this person is making a type of jihad, what on their soul? Hmm. And inshaAllah ta'ala, they'll be rewarded for it. The last one he said, subhanAllah, it's very, very beautiful. Man, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, to make us from these people.
Ameen, ameen.
This will be really great. He said, is that person, when they stand for salah, they stand with their heart as though it was in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, it is as if they are looking at Allah and witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although, of course, nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. And they are lost in the love and the awesome nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though, كأنه يراه, as though he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he's not. And he said, this person, when they pray, every word is for Allah. Every thought is for Allah. Every movement is for Allah. Every Allahu Akbar. Every Subhanallah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the salam is for Allah. And he said, like this person, he said that the waswas runs from them. The waswas flees from them. Like fire flees from the water, man. The shaitan runs from this person. So in this month of Ramadan, we should try to work to be from that level, where we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we fight our soul in our salah.